You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
So, Tammy, I want to welcome to the studio. We have two of the top agents in St. Louis. Definitely have a lot of experience, wealth of knowledge to share with us. I want to welcome to the studio. We have Carmen Gassert and Carla Borgard, our partners at Coldwell Banker Gundaker. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
So give me some quick background. You guys have both been at Coldwell Banker Gundaker pretty much your entire careers, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And why did you choose that company? Carla, you've been there. You've been in the business a long time. Why did you choose them, and why have you stuck with them this long?
Well, I chose them because I had a family member that was in the Coldwell Banker. Well, no, it was Gundaker. It was Gundaker back then, because this is 35 years ago. He was in the commercial division, and he saw that I was helping some of our friends and family move into an area that our family is really not from, because we all were from South City or South County. And I moved to Chesterfield, and I was helping family and friends move, and showing them where to shop, where to go to school. I would just set them up with the agent that was in my neighborhood and turn them over, and then I would be the social director. So he said, Carla, you can make money for what you're doing. I said, oh, really? Like, how much? And he kind of gave me a scenario, and I really wanted to redecorate my house, because when I moved in, it was all avocado green and harvest gold, and I was ready to do that. So the very next day, I signed up for real estate school and passed the test and got my license in March of 1978.
Good for
and
you.
It's been it's been a wild ride since then.
When you've worked as a broker of an office for them too, right?
I did for 12 years. After I was in the business 6 years, they asked me to be a broker of the Creve Coeur office. And I enjoyed that. I did a good job, they said, but I really miss selling. I miss being on the street.
Well, and that just says a lot about your knowledge level, that you don't ask to be the broker of a Coldwell Banker Gundaker office or Gundaker back then unless you really know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a testament to that. And Carmen, how did you get in the business?
You know, I was at the point in my life where our children were getting ready to go to Catholic high school, so we kind of needed a little second income there. In my background, I was an accountant. I was a federal regulator for the savings and loan industry, so it was kind of a natural...
Bank examiner.
Yeah, I was one of those. And not only that, a savings and loan examiner.
Oh, yeah. A good timing to do that.
It was. So I kind of just thought this would be a nice transition for me because of my background.
Mm-hmm. That is a fantastic background, because between the two of you, with that, that's a very technical background with accounting, bank examining. You definitely could probably look at a loan package and know what was legal and what wasn't.
Yeah, I sure can.
That's so good to have on your team.
Carmen, you told a story that I thought was great on your first transaction, because if you're talking to somebody who's thinking about getting into the business or has just gotten into the business and you want to know what advice to give them, tell the story of how you got your first deal.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that most of us don't wake up one morning and we say we want to be real estate agents.
Right.
And so you have a passion for doing this type of work, so you kind of stumble your way into it, and which is what I did, and I did all the right things. I put myself in the best office, in my opinion, the Coldwell Banker Gundaker in Town and Country, which had a fabulous training and all the tools that we needed to be good agents. Did all that, get my first call from a friend who said that, we're selling our house, but, you really don't have that much experience, so we just want to let you know that we're probably not going to use you, which... part of the game.
Right.
And I understood, but I asked them if they wouldn't mind if they could just interview me just so I can get the experience, which we did. So I was all excited. I got everything all ready. And when you go on a listing presentation, it's kind of twofold. Sure. One, it is your marketing presentation and what you're going to do to sell their home. And then the second really important part is what we call the CMA, the comparative market analysis, which you provide the kind of says to them, this is the price range which we think you can sell your home.
Sure.
So I did all that. I back up a little bit. I did the marketing presentation, real excited, give a killer marketing presentation, and then they both asked me, well, what do you think my home is worth? Well, it dawned on me, I had no clue.
You hadn't researched that yet, had you come up with the exact price?
I didn't. I'm like, oh, my gosh, should I be in this business? So I ended up just closed my eyes and said a little prayer, and $600,000 popped out. And I said, by golly, your house is worth $600,000.
You said it confidently.
Said it confidently. It's all about the enthusiasm and the confidence. And so they kind of walk back out, and I'm kind of sitting there. They walk back in, and they say, you know what, Karma, we want to use you. I jumped up. I hugged them. I started doing the little Mexican dance.
Yeah,
around.
It
was so exciting. So let's fast. It sold their house, by the way.
Good.
First day in the market, $5,000 over asking.
Oh,
so everybody
nice.
Was happy. My first deal. So let's fast forward 7 years. The house that they bought, they're selling now. And in the process of our discussion, I said, I want to be honest with you and let you know what really happened. And I said, I didn't research. I had no idea what your home was worth. And he says, well, as long as we're being honest, I want to let you know what happened. When we walked out of the room, we said, how are we going to tell her? We're not going to use her. They had no intentions of using me. And when they came back in and when they said, Carmen, we want to use you,
but
I didn't give them a chance.
You jumped right in.
I jumped right in.
We want to use you.
They didn't want to use me. So after I left, they said, what just happened?
It's funny how sometimes it takes a little bit of luck in our business. We don't want to depend on luck, but when luck is in our favor, it's not a bad thing. And what I can definitely get out of that is enthusiasm that you showed made them go with you. That you were so excited about what you were doing,
right.
and you spoke with confidence. And people want that; they need that. How about you, Carla? Tell us about your first transaction.
My very first transaction was actually an out of town buyer. They were moving here from Texas, and he was with Anheuser-Busch, actually. Anyway, I was so worried about them. I didn't want them to know I was brand new. And I put them in my car. My husband actually knew somebody down in Anheuser-Busch, and that's how I got them as a referral. But I put them in my car to drive them around, and they had a baby with them. They had a 6-month-old baby with them. And really, we stayed out longer than they thought, so she didn't really have an extra diaper with her. Well, I had an 18-month-old, and I had a diaper in my glove compartment, a pamper. And
how's that for being prepared?
When the baby needed to be changed, and she didn't have one, I said, well, I just opened the glove compartment and gave me, and she looked at me and she says, I can't believe it. My real estate agent has.
Has a diaper
disposable diaper in her car.
You
were ready for everything. I thought, oh my gosh, because I never told her I had a baby, or we didn't get to around to what my background was because I let them think that they were the only topic or the only important people for the day. So anyway, they bought a house the very next day. And they never knew I was brand new. And
that's awesome.
And that was my first sale, my first listing, or my first buyer sale. My first listing is I went up against an agent that was very, very experienced, and they knew I was brand new. The sellers did, and they called me to tell me that they were going to go with the seasoned agent in the neighborhood, and I said, that's okay. I thank you for the opportunity of letting me come and give you my presentation. And let her list it because your home is beautiful and I'm going to sell it. And we hung up. And 5 minutes later, they called me and said, you are so enthusiastic that we're going to let you list it and sell it. And by goodness, I did. I listed it, and I sold it myself on the first open house day.
You found the buyer.
I found the buyer,
both sides of the transaction.
And I had the listing too. So,
sounds
I
like
mean,
the ladies
this
are
was
the one.
Really. I thought, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. This isn't work.
Well, that's great. I love hearing stories like that. So the two of you both got your first transactions through enthusiasm, and that's carried over because I can see it with all the experience between the two of you that you guys are both very enthusiastic and. You know, any closing thoughts on just why somebody should use the two of you if they're going to do a real estate transaction? Either of you?
Well, I would say having a partner in today's market is very important. I mean, years ago, it was not as complicated as it is now.
Right.
The paperwork is tremendous. The technology is, you have to be up on the technology. And it's hard to be, everything, you know, great in sales, being on the road and out in the field and know all the technology. So I think it's real important to be, and in today's society too, being able to get a hold and get an answer to the agents that are taking care of your transaction is real important. So it's real important that one, you can get a hold of either one of us, because we're always, we cover for each other.
Right.
You're not just getting an assistant. You're actually getting somebody that's involved in the transaction.
Well, that's great. I think you guys will both represent somebody very well in a transaction. We have Carmen Gassert and Carla Borgard from Coldwell Banker Gundaker in Town and Country location, number one office in the state of Missouri. Definitely thank both of you for coming in today. And I'm going to put all your information on our website at DougHaldeman.com. Look for Carmen Gassert and Carla Borgard from Coldwell Banker Gundaker. Thanks again for coming in, ladies.
Thank you
for
having us.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss a Doug Haldeman show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.